Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar elder, and today we're doing a story on Jubich, spelt J-O-O-B-A-I-T-C-H. Jubich was a Noongar elder and a very well-respected Noongar man of the Bibbulmun people. He was a member of the Kangaroo tribe, and I can't tell you who his family were, but I do know that he had a niece called Nilgi, and she lived mainly in around the Perth area in the Birloo, born at Harrison Island. And I think she died and was buried in under the bishop's house. With Jubich, spent most of his time on the Mamba Reserve, situated at the foot of the hills of Kalamunda, near Welshpool Road and now part of the Hartfield Park area. And on the hills, which were called the Carta Morda, which was the Dark Hills, the Noongar name for the Darling Range. When these stories were recorded, there was about 6,000 Noongars living in the metropolitan area and about 700 living around Mamba Reserve. And that might have been scattered from one end of the hills to the other. Now, Jubich had become great friends with Daisy Bate, and she was appointed by the government to come down to write all the Noongar stories and the language. And during her time and toward the last days that Jubich was alive, she came down from Mount Eliza down to the Mamba Reserve. It was during this time that a doctor came to visit Jubich. They asked him to go to Mount Eliza, back to the hospital, but he refused to go. And he said, if I go up there, I won't die on my land. He didn't want to go what he called the Janaga House, which is the devil place of the Wadjula. He said, I must die on my own land, which was Mamba. And during the time he became very ill, and Daisy was camping down here and recording his story, and she asked him what happens to the Noongar spirit when he dies. And he said, when I die, I shall go through the sea to Kurunup, which is the Noongar spirit place where the spirits go and rest. And he says, as I go there, my spirit will rest on the Kanya tree, which is the spirit tree, which we call the Mudja tree, the Christmas tree, of which there's numerous trees in this area. He told Daisy that if he didn't die before he reached his Kanya tree at Karragallan, his spirit wouldn't rest. So they made a little stretcher for him, made out of two logs and a hessian bag. They placed him on there, and then they was taking him through Mamba. As they got towards the Kanya tree, he said, Kurunup is the home of my dead people, and I must go to them. And my Kanya must be free to rest on the Kanya tree, the Nutsia floribunda, which is the Christmas tree, before he journeyed through the sea. Since Ngiertin, which is the cold times, long time ago, all Bibbulmun Kanya have rested on this tree on their way to Kurunup, and I have never broken a branch or a flower, or sat under the shade of the broken branch or flower, or eat under the shade of the tree. This is the Kanya tree, is Weirnich, which is spiritually bad. So it's forbidden and it's sacred. Finally, you know, when the cart came, they put the dying Jubich to the hospital, but he said, don't let them take me, and he refused to go. So as they left and they were carrying him through towards the Kanya tree at Karragallan, he died. And as he died near the creek, he was being carried by an Irishman, and the Irishman was so scared because he wasn't expecting to carry the deceased person. Jubich was later taken over to Kalamunda Road to be buried in the old cemetery over there, now called Guildford Cemetery. And the Noongar name for that area there is called Mandan. And the Noongars always called it Mandan, and there's a very historical place over there. And just to the east of Guildford Cemetery is Munda Swamp. And the area, which is well known to be Munda's reserve and his land, and the name Carla Munda was obtained from Munda's fire. So Jubich, during his time, was a very respectful person, and he never held back on the recording of the history and the culture of this area. I've been unable to find any other name or where a name for Mamba could have come from, but all my life I've known this reserve as being called Mamba. And this area here at Hartfield Park, very significant land, in which Kalamunda Shire or City Council have taken great steps in relation to forging a history here. in partnership with the Noongar people.